This is KRCU's Going Public. I'm Dan Woods, and we're talking today with Dr. Jim Peterson, assistant professor in the Department of Polytech Studies here at Southeast Missouri State University. We're talking about drones. But this time, Jim, well, welcome to the program, by the way.
Thanks again.
So let's talk a little bit about drones, hobby versus commercial use. There is a difference.
Yeah, there's a big difference. Many people like us in the animal community may not see it as a big difference, but the FAA does.
And that's what matters,
and
right?
They matter because they're the ones, you know, with that can find you. And matter of fact, an odd thing, a difference between hobby and commercial sometimes is that in some cases, hobbyists are more restricted than commercial operators.
Mm-hmm.
The commercial operators have to worry about airspace. Hobbyists have to worry about certain distances from airports. And there's lots of good reasons for that, which I won't dive too deep into today. Because if you want to dive deep into that, we're going to offer a Part 107. So we get your remote pilot certificate training starting here on March 28th, running for 6 weeks. A lot of people take a all-weekend class, but we kind of want to spread it out, have a little fun, do some more interaction instead of making you drink from the fire hose.
And we'll post a link for folks for information about that on our website.
Thank you.
So there's a big difference in using it, you know, commercially or hobbyists. And a lot of folks got these for Christmas. So you said that before Christmas, you saw a lot of people, I got a drone. But then what happened after that?
Yeah, I searched Google Trends and, right, you know, around Thanksgiving when everybody's shopping, the trending's really high for drones. And then mid-January, you can look on there and see the next trending topic is drone crashes. So, you know, you'd like to spend $100 for Christmas and make everybody happy, but those are pretty much not going to last. And the last $100 one I did flew away into the lake. So,
oh, wow.
It happened. So, you know, really it's one of these things where you got to spend, you get what you pay for. There's some nice ones out there called the Tiny Whoop where they do indoor drone racing, like at bowling alleys in a cosmic atmosphere with flashing lights, and then all the way to the Collegiate Nationals being held last year by MultiGP, which I've applied for us to have a chapter here. And that was held at Purdue last year, and that was quite the event.
So drone races.
Drone racing. It's big enough when ESPN buys a drone racing league as DRL, because there's a simulator on there you can use for free, then it's pretty serious.
I would say so.
Yeah.
So a lot of folks, if they're really serious about it, first of all, they need to have a license if they're going to maybe use it in their business.
Yes.
Get licensed for it and then spend the extra money to make sure you have a quality drone, it sounds like.
Yeah, you know, the one you see a lot is the DJI Phantom, and they're about $1,200. And there's a new one out, the Mavic, and that's closer to $900. That's really the sweet spot. We have some really good stuff here at the university with the DJI Matrix 600. And it is a 6-rotor, 6 batteries, stays afloat for 20 to 30 minutes and carries about a 15 to 20 pound payload. So there's sort of the difference from the $100, $200 Tiny Whoops all the way up to the, you know, 15,000 and, you know, the military style are up in the hundreds of thousands. Of course, millions for the ones for Department of Defense.
Amazing stuff.
It is.
Well, Jim, thanks for stopping by. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Jim Peterson is assistant professor in the Department of Polytech Studies here at Southeast Missouri State University. Talk to us about the difference between commercial drone use and hobby use. And don't forget, you can find out more about their upcoming class on Part 107 certification and much more all at our website, krcu.org.